You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. And yeah, I hope you all had a great Christmas, enjoyed your family, got everything you ever hoped for. Maybe a new drone, maybe a Drone You membership.
Maybe a Living the Drone Life book.
Maybe, that's a great gift. Maybe, hopefully you did. If not, maybe it's a New Year's gift.
Maybe it's a new Ford Expedition.
Ooh.
I'm just so happy with what I got.
I'm happy for you, Paul. You drove that Escape for, what, 250,000 miles?
250,000 miles. Quarter million.
That's getting your money's worth.
Sure is. Yeah, when I actually ran the math on how much I paid in interest versus how much I took as a tax break, it actually evened out more than I thought. I thought, like, I got way more in tax advantages from it, but not so much. So it's interesting when you learn really about financing. That's why I don't want to buy a house. Well, I want to buy a house. Mm-hmm. I don't want to finance a house.
Why don't you want to finance a house?
Because you end up paying double for it.
Yeah.
Right? $250,000 house, 30-year fix at 4.5.
Yeah.
Paying $500 for it.
Yeah, that's true. But you could do a 10-year loan or a 15-year loan.
Let's not get into that boring BS.
Yeah, we just lost about half of our listeners.
And they're gone.
Sorry about that. Oh, what happened
anyway,
to us?
Let's get into this very entertaining question all the way up from Minnesota.
Oh, hey there, Drone You. Ryan here from Northern Minnesota. Say, when I'm not in a sauna after a long day of riding in the boat or out on the lake ice fishing, you betcha I'm out there flying my drone. Except for today, it's 13 below out there, 25 below at the wind chill, and that snow's blowing so hard I'm going to have a tough time finding my truck to get to work. Yeah, up here I get about 2 months of flying per year, you know, during the warmer months. But enough about that, on to the questions. Yeah, it's a two-parter. Being from the land of 10,000 lakes and drone regulations, but I'm not trying to start an argument here, we northern Minnesotans like to take things a little bit slower than you guys down there in the big cities. So what you have for some tips on tracking them fast-moving objects? If there's one thing we like to go fast with up here, it's our snowmobiles. And I have some buddies that would like some video for their club. And on the other side, what tips do you have for getting that buttery, smooth, slow-motion footage? Oh yeah, Rob, I went there. Thanks again, Drone You, and remember, keep your stick on the ice.
Am I the only one that thinks that there are just so many things that can come out of that last sentence, like keep your stick on the ice?
I don't think you're the only one, Paul. I think imaginations are running wild. Ryan, that was a lot of fun. Might be my favorite accent ever. But what's
I think that's his real accent, man.
I don't think
there was any acting on that.
I think might have been accentuated a little bit. I don't know. I could be wrong. And either way, it was awesome. But even if it was accentuated, my guess is he's got like family that actually speaks that way, like old school people. I don't know. It was awesome.
I'm sure
he does.
I
wish I could talk like that.
I'm sure he does.
That was so cool. Buttery smooth footage. Anyways.
All right. Let's talk about subject tracking before I play on Amazon too much. Okay.
Shut her down, Paul.
I'm trying to get that Christmas present to you, and I realized that the 2000 milliamp hour version less is available right now before Christmas, and I bought this Christmas gift for you a month ago, and it still hasn't showed up yet. That's what I'm trying to take care
of. Well, in that case, if it's my Christmas present, guys, we're going to take a break. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
All right. No, so here's his Christmas present for subject tracking. It's funny. I recently had a training with Tiago Calvet from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Met him in Miami.
Miami. Yeah. And anyway, his training was so different from every other one I've done because he wanted to focus so much on these cinematic movements and the slowness. And I'll tell you guys, we worked for 2 days straight on 10 different moves and him just mastering the move and the smoothness. And he realized how hard it is. But once you understand what you need to do to capture these movements, it's actually pretty easy to do. So that being said, tracking subjects, snowmobiles are normally pretty fast, right? 35, yeah. 45, 55 miles an hour. They go up there.
And they can jump.
Yeah.
They catch some air.
This is one reason to have an Inspire over a Phantom or the other drones, because of its innate stability, but it's also innate agility.
Yeah. Absolutely, because I could totally see somebody not experienced filming it from the front and that snowmobile taking off from a jump and literally running into the drone. I mean, you can just totally see that happening.
It'd be a killer viral video.
It would be that. But be careful of that.
Yeah, definitely. One thing I would say is when you are subject tracking, you've got to be in attitude mode. You cannot be in GPS mode. In GPS, it just flies a lot slower. You're not going to have that agility. That's step number one. Step number two, make sure those batteries are warm. You're flying in the cold. Step number three, you've got to start moving before the snowmobile. I think it's going to be hard for you to catch up to him. And I think it's good for you to kind of go forward a little bit and then have the snowmobile catch up. And then you match his speed because you already have some speed built up, some momentum going. Mm-hmm. This has helped me a lot in filming water sports when it comes to wakeboarding or boats or speedboats. And in fact, I have filmed a speedboat in Lake Havasu doing 60 miles an hour, and I was in front of him with the Inspire in full reverse. Hmm. So I really think that you can get a lot out of those drones when you are flying in reverse. But that being said, trying to move ahead of the object before they approach you really helps. Flying around obstacles at high speeds really helps. You know, that's the whole idea.
In terms of practice, you mean? To get ready?
Uh-huh. Another thing that I would tell you is try to be the halfway point of the flight path, meaning you're at the halfway point of the flight path. So if you're trying to get this scene of this snowmobile going down, you know, this trail, you should start in front of them, fly the drone towards them as they're driving towards you. And you can get some really cool, I call them the V shots, where you're moving in reverse and then your pitch turns into a roll, which then turns back into a forward pitch. And it's like this moving across the subject while you're also tracking it. It's one of my favorite maneuvers, and I'm asked to do it on set pretty frequently. That being said, I think for his, you know, the whole smooth, buttery, milky footage, in the cold, it's really hard. You got to keep your hands warm. You got to keep hand warmers in your jackets. That's what I do. Keep my hands warm all the time. There are gloves that, you know, keep your fingertips free, which I think is good. It's really a personal preference whether you want gloves that are grippy, that allow you to fly, or gloves that don't have fingertips, or you just go gloveless. I'm a gloveless guy. So I keep, you know, batteries and heat warmers in my jacket, and I'm just constantly putting my hands in my jacket, let the remote just hang from my neck. And, you know, when I'm not flying, my hands are in my pockets.
Right.
So that's just me. And that's one step to keeping buttery smooth footage. But really the secret is practice. And you've got to go through that advanced aerial course that's in DroneU. Mm-hmm. If you're a DroneU member, it's free. You have access to that right away. And it goes through how to do these advanced cinematic motions. Subject tracking is one of those things you just have to practice. I mean, we did a subject tracking class in California, and a lot of people were just like, well, I'm not sure if I'm ready yet. And it's like, well, if you don't believe that you're ready, you're definitely not ready. And I'm not going to sit here and try and talk you into it.
So we have a document from a long time ago, a webinar that happened a long time ago, that is 10 cinematic movements to get good at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good place to start. Like a list like that of just things to work on.
Yeah, I would recommend the course more. It's
sure.
visual. You get to see the controls. You get to see me do them.
But in terms of practicing, whether it be from that or from the course, learn a few moves like you did with Tiago, and then just go do them over and over again.
We probably did one move continuously on like two or three batteries.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
And he'll go do them more. I mean, that was a start.
Yeah.
He needs to go back to Rio and just keep doing them.
In fact, we're going to Rio. Bombshell.
Sweet.
Anyway, guys, I think that answers the question. If you really want to work on those cinematic movements and you want to get out of the cold up there in Minnesota where you're flying your drone and the ice fishing, come down to Nuevo Mexico. Get a quesadilla.
Oh, good stuff.
Quesadilla.
With some chili.
Con queso.
Some chile. So what about, I'm going to back up a little bit. I know I'm curious about the subject tracking and if different angles come into play.
Oh, definitely. You know, when you're first subject tracking, you're normally just trying to frame up the subject and match the speed. When you get better at subject tracking, you're moving across the subject as okay. you're tracking them. And when you get even better, you're moving, you know, I said across, so like if we're going parallel, but now we're actually, you know, coming across the vehicle as it's moving, meaning from one side to the physical other side.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, secrets and whatnot, I know some of you are on YouTube may be seeing this. I'm not going to put out like my how-tos of doing cinematic motion unless you're a Drone U member, just because it's gold, you know, it really is, you know, how to do the most complex movements and, you know, take your drone flying skills to that totally new level.
Right.
And, you know, if you're not practicing them all the time, you're not going to get good at them. It's just really that simple.
It's true for anything.
And people are just, you know, they always want more. Like, well, tell me how you do this buttery smooth motion. It's like formula. Learn the motion, practice the motion, do the motion in challenging situations, add different aspects to the motion, different camera movements, tilt, yaw, pan, whatever.
Right.
And then mesh all of those together.
Right. So the bottom line is it's only going to happen by a lot of hours.
Yep.
To really get good at it.
And if you really want to get good at it, you want to do these cinematic motions, come down to Drone U and get some training. So I know we're setting up a calendar for me sometime soon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're going to have dedicated days, a couple days out of the month that you can come down here and fly with other people. We're kind of changing our training structure a little bit. One-on-one training price is going to go up. But if you're here with two or three other people, which I actually think is more valuable myself, you learn from others' mistakes, perspectives, and whatnot, then the price is going to stay the same. But everyone who I've flown with has just done incredible things.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely.
Anyway,
time to see people improve.
On that bombshell, and with the holiday season, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you believe in, let's all just be merry.
Indeed.
That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.